Ben spent that whole day at school thinking about the bag and the money and the note inside it. He could think of so many reasons why he should borrow $100, and so many reasons why he shouldn't. It was driving him crazy. When he saw Lucy at recess, he felt he had 100 more reasons why he should borrow $100 from the bag. That afternoon, he went to basketball practice, but he couldn't focus.
Ben, that's it,
said Coach Ryan after Ben missed another pass.
10 times around the field. Quick, get going.
As he ran, Ben felt as though he was carrying the bag. But it was filled with bricks, not money. Thursday night. Last chance! Ben was having a hard time sleeping. The words from the note were running around his brain as he lay in the dark. He heard a scratching sound outside his window. He sat up fast in his bed. His heart was thumping. He heard the noise again. It sounded like something very big moving around in the garden under the big tree. It sounded heavy. It was panting softly, like a man. Ben was terrified. They'd hidden the bag in the middle of some tall bushes near the river. They used to play there when they were in elementary school. They called it the base, and it was their secret place. Nobody had ever found it before. The bag would be safe there. But Ben couldn't stop worrying.
What if somebody saw us take the bag? What if it was a very bad person? What if they followed me home? What if that person was outside the window right now?
He was too scared to look out the window. He couldn't shout for his parents. What would he tell them? That he'd stolen $3,000 and hidden it? Just then, there was a horrible growling sound outside the window. Ben screamed.
Ah!
His dad came running down the hall.
What is it, Ben? What's the matter?
His dad turned on the light. Ben was curled into a ball under his bed covers with the pillow pulled tight over his head. He pointed at the window. His dad looked out.
What is the matter with you? It's just old Jed sniffing around in the garden. You must have been dreaming.
The growling sound outside had changed to loud barking. It was the neighbor's annoying old dog, Jed. Ben felt very, very silly.
Sorry, Dad. I was having a bad dream, I think,
said Ben. It wasn't a lie. It was a bad dream. Except he was awake.
Go back to sleep now,
said his dad.
See you in the morning.
Ben set his alarm for 5 a.m., and after a long, long time, he went to sleep. Friday. Ben got up when the alarm rang. He sat in bed and sent a text message to Jay.
Going to get it. Can't take this. Gonna give to police.
He got dressed, grabbed his cell phone, and ran out of the house. There were only a few joggers and cyclists in the park this early. When Ben got to the base, he looked around carefully, just to make sure nobody was looking. Then he went around the back, found the secret entrance, and crawled in. The bag was gone! The base was completely empty.
They must have followed us. They must have come for it in the night,
he thought. Ben was terrified. They could still be around, somewhere nearby in the bushes. They could be armed. He held his breath. He could hear every little bug noise and leaf movement. Suddenly, his cell phone buzzed against his hip. He screamed.
Ah!
He struggled to pull it out of his pocket.
I've got the bag. Didn't think it was safe. Wait for me at base.
It was Jay. Ben felt better. Soon they would give it to the police and it would all be over. All except the problem of his date with Lucy. 10 minutes later, Ben heard a low whistle. The secret signal. It was Jay.
You don't know how glad I am to see you, buddy,
said Ben.
Where's the bag? Why did you move it?
It's in my old treehouse. I moved it last night. I thought somebody could have followed us to the base.
The two boys ran back to Jay's house. They got the bag, put it in Jay's backpack, and walked down to the Parkdale police station.